Atlanta, we were comparing it to the way Philadelphia just went to town on Washington on Monday Night Football a few years ago. They'd have stopped the fight. They'd have stopped the fight 6-7 minutes in if they could have last night.
Well, I would say that, except for Atlanta didn't want to stop the fight. I mean, the end of the first half, they're running a 2-minute offense. It's already 35-0. They don't run the ball at all. They're throwing from their own 5. Try a 60-yard field goal at the end of the half. So they weren't exactly calling off the dogs. Even in the second half, came out kind of firing again. And look, you can't stop the fight if the other team, instead of, you know, bandaging their wounds, just rip them wide open with just ridiculous turnover after ridiculous turnover.
Yeah, so there was that element maybe till about the end of the third quarter that this was a team, like this was a college team needing BCS points. Like this was, they needed, honestly, they needed the polls to get them to launch them ahead of LSU in Florida. That's what it looked like last night.
Yeah, it was the men against the boys, and Tampa's got a lot of problems. I don't believe in really Lovie Smith, and I certainly don't believe in his Tampa 2 scheme. I thought they'd have a top 8 offense that would overcome some of that, but, you know, it hasn't been anything close to it. Their offensive coordinator, Jeff Tedford, hasn't called a game yet. Josh McCown's been bad. The reshuffled offensive line's been horrible. They can't get Doug Martin on the field. They're not using Vincent Jackson. It's a complete disaster.
Jason Lackenford joins us on Brady and Walker from Atlanta. 56-14 was the final last night on Thursday Night Football. I can imagine Tampa talk shows today, and there will obviously be an outcry for Lovie Smith's job. Is there merit to that at this point when you lose a game like that?
Oh, he's 3 games in, man. I mean, as much as I don't think he's necessarily dynamic you know, coach who's at the vanguard of current schemes and, you know, all that. I mean, it's been 3 games. I mean, that's crazy talk. But I don't know when they win their first game. Start looking at their schedule. They got a bunch of road games coming up. This could easily be a team for me now that's staring at 0-6 and 0-7 relatively soon. I'm not sure how bad McCown's come is right now, but they might as well play Glennon anyway at this point since he's younger. And this is starting to look already like a team that is going to be drafting very high and will likely use that very high draft pick on a quarterback, but you can't fire your coach.
Jason Lackenford, our guest. Denver-Seattle, we mentioned on CBS. Denver's going to get what we would deem, I guess, a healthy Wes Welker, having recovered from the concussion, we think, in the last few weeks. He's been fully engaged in practices this week, but he's a player that we'll all watch a little closely. That's a game that's going to have a lot of eyeballs, and to see Welker, whether he's got any rust and as well how he absorbs hits, and he's going in against the Seattle secondary. They're not the kindest lads on the nicest of days, are they?
No, and I mean, you know, anyone who thinks this proposition with concussions isn't anything other than week to week is kidding themselves. Especially at this stage of Welker's career, especially given all he's been through, with head trauma. So we'll see. I think you just have to kind of monitor that every week. And obviously for his sake, you hope that there aren't any more brain injuries that he suffers and that things do progress smoothly. But you're right. He plays in the slot. It's a high traffic area. And especially a team like Seattle, you're going to absorb your fair amount of abuse. But that should be a great game. Fingers crossed that atones for the sin that we put upon America and Canada yesterday. I broadcasted that Thursday night game.
I think people will forgive you to some extent. Yeah.
Hey, we got about 30 seconds, Jason. Buffalo Bills are 2-0. San Diego comes into town this week. Have they piqued your interest a little bit?
Yeah, they have. I'm intrigued. I need to see them keep it up for more than a couple of weeks. I need to see this out of EJ Manuel on that offensive line over a sustained period of time. But this will be a nice little test for them. And that's a team, if you start looking at their schedule, it's kind of the opposite of Tampa. You can start to see a scenario where, man, if they get on a roll, they just might be able to hang around this AFC, wild card race.
So it's a big day. Lots of CBS great games. We're going to watch Houston 2-0 go into the Meadowlands as well. Thanks for this morning, and safe travels back to Baltimore.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.